Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and you are listening live to the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And I am your host today, Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. And I'm joined today with my co-host, Rosa Carter, from Jacksonville, the Northeast Chapter of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and she's in Northeast Florida. Good morning, Rosa.
Good morning.
And we are the voice of Black women in construction. And our vision and mission is to encourage young Black girls to come into the construction industry and to study STEM in construction. And we do that by creating strategic, long-lasting relationships with our partners. Those partners include for-profit organizations and associations that's related to this industry and construction. The partners also include strategic educational institutions such as elementary schools, secondary, primary, secondary, and higher education institutions. And the partners also include many of the national and international construction organizations, and in addition to the associations that's related to the organizations as relate to construction. And what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about your life as it relates to this industry. And we have a very special guest joining us today, and her name is Jackie Cote. And Jackie's going to come on in a few minutes after our first commercial, and she's going to share with us her journey and how her journey relates to our journey and how the two can be beneficial to each other as we help support and encourage and motivate and inspire Black women in this construction industry when we talk about turning points of our lives. And right now we're going to go to Rosa Carter, and she's going to share with us our first commercial.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Our mission is to increase the national awareness of Black women in the construction industry, to empower, encourage, support, and advocate for Black women to further opportunities for its membership. Please visit us online at www.nabwic.org. Feel free to call in to our guest line for questions or comments for our guest, Jackie Cote, at 714-459-3918. Thank you, and we're back.
Thank you, Rosa. Now, Jackie, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Ann and Rosa. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. It is our pleasure. And Jackie, I'm going to share with our audience a little about you. Jackie is the foremost. She's a mom of a beautiful 5-month-old boy. She's also the CEO and creative director of, is that Butterfly Bliss?
Yes, My Butterfly Bliss.
My
and I'll tell you guys a little
bliss.
Bit about that name.
yes, My Butterfly Bliss. And why don't you tell us now, how did you come up with that name?
So, you know, I always look for inspiration from different aspects of life. And, you know, what I love that you shared about the journey in the beginning, because I think that life is really a journey. And, you know, I started thinking about, like, what is a symbol in my life that's been consistent and constant that really signifies transition, that signifies turning points, that signifies a journey, and really just got inspired by butterflies. I feel like they, you know, there's a quote that says, just when the butterfly thought the world was over, I mean, just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. And I just felt like that was really poignant in that, you know, that is life itself, that just when you've kind of overcome one hurdle, you really transition into something even more beautiful and even more profound. And so, you know, just My Butterfly Bliss is all about my bliss in life, you know, what inspires me, what inspires you, and finding ways that people can connect about, around their transitions and things that inspire them in life. Hello, Anne?
Yeah. Thank you.
So that's really what, you know, that is about, and, you know, really how I came up with that name.
All right. Now, we were talking about turning points, and what I'd like to do is have you share with our listening audience, because many of our members and also our listening guests, you know, we all come to points in our life for different reasons, and especially during different seasons, that we have an aha moment. Sometimes it's called a turning point. Sometimes it's called, and like for to have you share with us a turning point that you've had in your life and what you ended up doing as a result of that turning point.
Yeah, I love that question, Anne, because I mentioned a moment ago, I really believe that life is a series of turning points, and I think that it's what you do with those points in your life that really make a difference, that really help you to step into what it is that you were meant to do in order to serve the world. You know, you see that with construction, you see that with any industry, that, you know, you'll have those opportunities, those seasons, those turning points that really, you know, put you in a different place. And for me, you know, I know you didn't get a chance to go through my entire bio, but, you know, I really started out, you know, working with youth in the Bronx, you know, inner city youth, training them, teaching them how to get jobs and preparing them and things like that. I had dropped out of college because, you know, I couldn't afford to pay for school, and, you know, was doing this at a Boys and Girls Club, and it was there that I thought, you know what, I'm teaching teenagers how to finish college and get degrees and get good jobs, and here it is myself, I don't have my degree. So that was really a turning point. I was living in New York at the time, and, you know, I was originally from Maryland, and I made a decision that was kind of scary for me, was to go back home and go back to school to get a degree. And it was that degree, I studied broadcast journalism at the University of Maryland, and, you know, really just surrounded myself around a powerful network of people that were in the news industry, and got a chance to, you know, just do some great things there. I went on to do production and news, you know, behind the scenes. You know, I worked for NBC and ABC, you know, just working as a production assistant. And it was there that I feel like I had another turning point in life where I was like, I really went into broadcast news to be a TV reporter. And here it was, I was working in production. I was learning a lot. But I was like, you know, I'm really not living my dream, which was to be a TV reporter. I wanted to be able to tell stories. I wanted to tell stories about our community. I felt like there was a lot missing on the news about positive Black women and men. And so, you know, I wanted to be able to be on air, you know, being able to change that. And so I wound up at that time getting a call from someone who had seen my work at a TV station in Hagerstown, Maryland, and, you know, saying, you know what, like, this is a great opportunity. I picked up from D.C., moved all the way out west. I don't know if you guys know this area, but, like, Hagerstown is, like, an hour and a half away.
Right.
You know, it's, like, out in the boondocks, and I took the position there. It was really, that was another turning point in my life where I said, you know what, it's time for me to pick up and live my dream. I was making, like, less than $20,000 a year doing that, but I was living my dream, doing something that I said I was going to set out to do. And so I spent 2 years there. I had another turning point where I felt like, you know, I had lived my dream. I had gotten a chance to experience this. And what really did I love about it that I wanted to take with me on my next part of my journey? And what was it that I wanted to leave behind? And so I left. I wound up starting my own media consulting company, you know, and from there I wound up getting another call from a position that I have applied for in the fire service, and I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about this, but, you know, they wind up asking me to be their director of communications, and that's where I work now, but I'm also, you know, I'm a new mom, and I'm also looking at ways to be able to spend more time with my mom, which, you know, spend more time with my son, which is why I'm now branching out to do more media consulting and coaching. But I just share that to say that I've had a series of turning points in my life, and I feel like each chapter has really built upon itself and has really allowed me to give to the world in ways that I never really imagined when I set out.
Well, I think that's very important and very interesting, actually, because when you think about many of us, especially Black women in construction, we have a desire in the heart. Normally, it is for a better quality of life. We don't quite know how We don't quite know when or where or what it's going to look like. But in this industry, we may have a job of some kind and say, you know, I think I can do that for myself, similar to what you're expressing, because your desire was to move into the direction of entrepreneurship eventually through media consulting, and especially looking at the impact you can have on the lives of women. So we are really appreciative and are actually looking forward to working together with you and the organization mm-hmm. that you are building, because I'm not sure if you drew us or if we drew you, because you are a missing link in the chain for us as mm-hmm. an organization for the National Association of Black Women in Construction. So it is such a pleasure to be on this radio with you today and sharing your gift with the world. And we were talking earlier about a friend that we have in common, which is Bikin Echevera, and I'm not sure if you've talked to her lately, but she is just an awesome person. She's also a member, mm-hmm. actually, of our Northeast chapter for this organization.
Yeah, I love Pagin. I love her work. You know, and I know that just I got a chance to interview her a month or two ago, and, you know, she talks about being fearless, about being feisty, you know, and, you know, just being a woman that enjoys life as well. And I think that that's really, you know, when you talk about women in construction, I it's all across the world, all across the board, that fearlessness, you know, that willingness to take chances and take opportunities and be open to them is really what I feel like has informed my journey. And I think anybody, you know, in an industry that they're passionate about, just being willing to kind of, you know, become a pro at what you're doing now, but looking at what else you can learn, what else you can do to grow and to really take advantage of opportunities is really what's been a big consistent, you know, factor in my journey.
That's awesome. Now, Rosa Carter is on the line with us, too, and so I just wanted to check in with her. I'm not sure if you had a question or a comment, Rosa.
Yes. You hadn't gotten into it yet, but for one thing, I want to say, Ms. Cote, to thank you as being a role model for representing black women as professionals.
Inside, there's only.
But I also have a question. I understand that you are a survivor from a tragedy over 25 years ago. How has it influenced your life today?
Yeah, well, I definitely, that is a part of my story. You know, when I was 6 years old, I was in a fire. I was spending the night over my grandmother's house with my little sister and my little cousin at the time. And, you know, in the middle of the night, a fire started in the home. As a result, I was, you know, rushed to the hospital. My little sister, who was 4 years old, passed away as a result of the fire. She had gotten too much smoke in her lungs, and there was another. One of my uncles had a friend in the home as well, and he also passed away as a result of the fire. So it was really a tragedy, and, you know, part of the reason why people even know that story is because it was covered heavily in the news. We wound up being on a television show at the time called Rescue 911. They did an entire, you know, segment on the show on what actually happened. And, you know, it's one of those parts of my story that it happened at such a young age. I just kind of learned to, you know, deal with it. It wasn't something I really, I really told people about when they met me. But like I shared with you, when I got the call 25 plus years later to work for fire service, I remember them interviewing me. And they asked me, do you want to work for the fire service? And I start telling them, you know, that I really just wanted to be of service to a profession that saved my life. And at that interview, I really didn't know that 4 years later I would be making such a big impact in the department, you know, and even that my life had come full circle in that kind of way, that here it is, the little girl that was saved by a fire, you know, saved by these firefighters, was actually the little girl that got to be able to give back in this way as their director of communications. And, you know, it was a position that no one had really held before. It was, you know, the position really just required me building it up from the ground. You know, I started off with a person of one, and now I have a team and, you know, staff. And, you know, that's what I do, is basically tell the story of fire service. I help share their successes, you know, the things that they're doing to make an impact on the community. And for me, it's just been an amazing moment in my life to know that there was a plan in place. And again, it wasn't something that I said when I was little. When I was little, I didn't know that black women could be firefighters. You know, and even to this day, you know, there aren't a lot of black women firefighters, but I feel like me as the face of this organization is opening up doors in so many ways. And, you know, just again, I didn't grow up thinking, oh, I can be a firefighter one day and do what that person did that saved my life. But I think through this opportunity to work as their director of communications, it's just been amazing to be able to give in this way and serve in this way.
Well, thank you. And like I said, thank you for sharing your story, because I, too, was a survivor from a near-death experience. And like you said, you don't realize how when it happens, where it's the old saying, go, it meant it for my bad, but God meant it for my good. So I just wanted you to share that with our listening audience of how you are a survivor, an overcomer, and a conqueror. And again, we really appreciate you being on this show for NAVWIC. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rosa. And, you know, one of the things that I talk about a lot with Butterfly Bliss is that it's helping people. I feel like one of the things that I'm being called to do right now is to help people follow their dreams and thrive. You know, I think sometimes when you're a survivor, you can kind of say, like, woe is me, and how come this had to happen? But I feel like it's really about not just surviving, but thriving. You know, that, like, those things in life, you know, the fire for me, you know, was something that really kind of set me up to be the woman that I am today and to really thrive. And I feel like in every area, you know, it's important to have dreams and to follow your dreams and to actually thrive as a result of you living your dreams and living your purpose. And so that's really what I'm passionate about right now, and is helping other people really follow their dreams and thrive and really make a profound impact.
Yeah, what I'd like to do, I'm sorry, Rosa, go ahead.
No, I would say absolutely. I agree with that statement wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I'd like to have you share also, notice on your website that you had an event on the 15th. Can you share with us about that and how did it go?
Yeah, that is my latest project, and I'm smiling over here. I know this isn't TV, but I'm like all bubbly inside because, you know, it was really just a labor of love. It was a series called Discover the Joy Within, How to Conquer Your Fears, Find True Financial Peace, and Make Your Dreams Happen. And, you know, really that was my journey. I felt like there were seasons in my life where I've been able to see dreams come true, but there were other seasons where I just was too afraid to kind of step out and start something or do something, or, you know, I had this burning desire but just felt like I kind of just got either afraid, or I felt like I didn't have enough money to do it, or I didn't have this to do it or that to do it. And so I really just wanted to, after I gave birth to my son, and I know you guys are moms, but, you know, it kind of just lights something up inside of you like never before. And I felt like that was the joy within, that I just had this joy, this happiness that I wanted to, I just felt like there were no reason to have excuses, that I could do whatever it is that I wanted to do. And so this interview series was really the first project that I put out in the world. And basically what I did was I interviewed 28 people from all over the world. I had people in the series from Australia and, you know, UK and, you know, just really talking about how you can do that very thing, how you can get over fears, how you can find financial peace, and how you can also make your dreams happen. And so it was a free series, and, you know, it started on the 15th of July, August 10th, but as a bonus, I heard so much great feedback from it that I decided to go ahead and extend it for another 21 days. So for anyone listening to this interview or who listens to this interview, if you're interested in taking advantage of the interviews, you can go to my website, which is www.discoverthejoywithin.com, and you can register there, and you'll have a little bit more than a month to be able to listen to every interview in the series. And each interview is a 30-minute video interview it's with a different expert who, you know, most of the experts are just, they're experts that have been on TED Talks and who have been featured in the press. And, you know, one of the experts was Pagin, and, you know, she talks about just amazing ways that you can start to cultivate, you know, practices and success habits to be able to really make your dreams happen. So that's the series that I'm working on, and, you know, people who are listening today can go register there to be able to actually take advantage of it, and each day they'll get a 30-minute interview that will be inspirational, but that will also give them real strategies for transformation. And so that's really what the series is, and, you know, I feel like everyone that has watched it thus far has really just shared how impactful it's been to be able to watch these different experts talk about and just really open up their books on how to really be successful and what are some ways that they can really put practices in the place to go after their dreams. Because I know you women both, I mean, Anne, I've seen your bio and seen the work that you've been doing. I know you know what it's like when you don't share your gifts with the world and, you know, how important it is to be able to really step out and make your dreams happen.
Well, you're making one of my dreams happen right this moment, because what you're saying and what you're sharing is really what this organization is about. And so exactly what you're doing is what we're doing internally, but in the niche of the construction industry, in terms of identifying people like yourself and other women that impact who we are and what we do, because we're not just contractors. We're mothers. We're daughters.
Yeah.
We're sisters. We're lovers. You know, we're employees. We're employers. We're professionals. And so when you look at all these areas of our life, but when you tap into the whole idea of being financially free, that's another conversation that is just amazing when you think about how little it takes. You know, we take for granted the use of our time and our talents and our money. Because when we truly do understand the power of compounding, when you think about financial freedom, to take a $10 bill or a $20 bill and invest it in whatever you use on a regular basis, whether that's once a week or once a month or even once a year, and you do that for 20 or 30 years, you're free.
Yeah,
but the
education
that goes with that, and that's what you're doing in terms of educating people to not be fearful about your finances.
Yeah, you know, I think you're 100% on point, because I think that, you know, a lot of times people don't focus on it because it's so scary. I know for me, like, I felt like, okay, it's a mess and it's keeping me up some nights and, you know, it's just easier just to ignore it. But I think that the more you focus on it and really, you know, get help, either a planner or someone that you feel like is really having success in the area, the more that you'll see it grow. And, you know, just the other thing that you mentioned is, you know, about women and the many different roles that they play. I think a lot of times women sell themselves short in terms of their worth and what it is that they have to bring. And I think anyone listening, like, that would be one thing that I would want to encourage you on is, you know, there are so many different life lessons and talents and things that people have that they take for granted. They don't really know that it's of tremendous value and worth. And if they would just tap into that, and, you know, there's so many things available now with the internet, whether it's writing your own book about your story or, you know, doing radio like this or, you know, doing consulting or just helping in a way, speaking about your experiences. There's so many different ways that women can really up their net worth around that whole conversation if they really just believe in themselves and really, you know, get that help, get that mentoring that it takes to be able to get there.
Well, needless to say, this has been an awesome, brief interview. It seemed like the time just flew. So, Rosa, I'm not sure if you have another question or comments, but we are almost at the top of the hour, and this has been so inspiring. But we want to prepare to wrap up. Rosa, do you have any other questions or comments, please?
But pretty much a comment. Jackie, again, thank you. And like you said, you have so much to offer us, and thank you for this interview. And like you said, it's the whole package, And I look forward to you coming back on the show as well. And as we, as now we could touch into the finances and how to be debt free, how to build your credit. I would definitely love for you to come back, and we're looking at having some upcoming shows that we'll be talking about finances. And
awesome.
I would like for you to tune in and continue to follow us.
Yes, well, I'm definitely going to check out your social media page. I shared from it yesterday. I'm on Facebook as well as Jackie Cote, and it's K-O-T-E-I. But I love this platform. I love what you guys are doing. I think that it's really important in terms of just sharing the wealth and sharing all the knowledge that you guys both have. So thank you so much for having me. I know I told you I talk a lot, so
no,
I'm
love
sure
it.
The time
I love
is,
it. I love it.
Has
I
passed.
Love it.
But yeah, I would just say that, you know, for those people who want to connect with me, you know, my website, Discover the Joy Within. I'll be announcing a new series, so if you want, just go to discoverthejoywithin.com to register, then that's a great way. And then I also just love to be available. So if people want to email me, my email is jackiecote@gmail.com, and that's a weird last name. I'm newly married, so my last name is, first name is J-A-C-K-I-E, last name is K-O-T-E-I. @gmail.com, and you can connect with me there if you have questions or, you know, things around marketing or around how to get out there in the world and share your dream or just really even how to put habits in place. And I'm more than more than happy to connect in that way as well.
Well, thank you so very much, Jackie. And as I was saying before the show started, really got going, we really are looking forward to connecting you with our NCR, which is the national chapter region of this organization in the Washington, Maryland, and Virginia area. We have a great leadership there, excuse me, with Jackie Glover and her team, and it is just really it's going to be exciting to have you be a part of us and also for us to be a part of you in helping to share your message, because unlike many organizations, we really, within NABWIC, we are really looking to help add value to the total person because, again, mm-hmm. we're more than just contractors. We represent so many different other areas, and with your addition, it just begins to add sugar, if you will, and honey to that ingredient, and just makes it a much, much better and bigger pie, if you will.
Awesome.
So with that,
well, thank you so much, Anne.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And you have been listening to the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and our show is called NABWIC Talks. And we have been talking today with Jackie Cote, and she has just been a joy. And as she mentioned, if you want to connect with her, you can go to her website at www.discoverthejoywithin.com. And until next time, we will see you on the radio. Have a good day. Thank you.
You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. The intent of NABWIC is to always go back into the junior, senior high schools and colleges to encourage young black girls and young black women to enter the construction industry. To listen to this show and past shows, please visit www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. This concludes our show. Thank you and have an awesome and blessed day.